This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh man, John McClane, the general, he coming up right now. Everybody line up. Line up, everybody. Stand up straight. Make sure you fit your hat. Fix your collar. Don't be looking all like that, man. The general coming. Make sure you don't talk back to him, man. Here he come.
Women salute. John McClane in the building, and he's double fisting.
Double fist?
Double fisting waters. He's got that Liquid Death, proud sponsor of the Utopia podcast, which drops 3 days a week with him and Sean Pendergast.
And I am the senior Texans columnist for SportsRadio610.com.
Yes, you are. And you're a legend, and you are calling for Nick Caserio to bring some help. That was your column today. Texans need a what? Backup running back.
Yeah, I don't care if it's Dari Agumbawale. I don't care who it is. It's got to be somebody besides Burkett. And I feel Lovie Smith's not going to tell us he's making a change.
Right.
Everybody said, oh, Lovie says he's not making a change, and maybe he won't. But if he did, he wouldn't tell us. We'd have to see it in a game. But when they put Burkett in, you know, his they got no chance. They just got no chance. And I don't care if Damian Pierce put the ball on the ground twice. He should have been in on the last series because their best chance to win that game would have been, you want to put your best players on the field, put your best players on the field.
Rookies are going to fumble, and you're going to have to put them back out on the field eventually. And I think I think that was a big mistake right there. I am with you. I came across a stat. I was digging into some old numbers of Rex Burkhead.
These are crazy.
Sean Pendergast flat out said, I don't believe you. And so I showed him these numbers. Because one of Lovie's points was, well, we just need to get Rex to have an explosive play and then we'll get going, right? Well, Rex Burkhead is in his 10th season. He's had exactly 9 runs of more than 15 yards.
And were they all against the Chargers last season when he had the best game of his career?
He had one 36-yard run last year. I'm talking about over 15 yards. He's had 9 in 10 years. I say again, 9 in 10 years. Where is this explosive going to come from?
He's judged on a curve. An explosive play is 5 yards.
For him, an explosive is 5 yards. And only 4 plays, only 4 rushes of more than 20 yards. Now, let's be fair. As a receiver, he's had more than that of 15 yards or more. But if you're going to run him as the number 2 running back and you're waiting for an explosive play, you're going to be waiting a long time.
I look at Khalil Herbert, Tony Pollard, you know, Javonte
Landry keeps saying.
There's all these backups around the league. They're almost semi-starters, but still, you got 2. The Texans got 1. They won't play him enough because they're worried about him turning the ball over. But going back and watching him break tackles, and they got the line, the blocking by the line was fine. They just didn't run it enough again. They throw the ball too much, and Mills is off target. I wrote today on SportsRadio16.com, the Chargers will not recognize Davis Mills from the quarterback that played against them at the end of last year, who had a terrific game, and they beat the Chargers.
Lovie said that he felt like they could build off of last year's game against the Chargers, like there was some stuff to look at there. Do you agree with that? Like, does anything that happened last year really matter here?
You got to, when it comes to the players, like Justin Herbert had a great game. Now he's hurt. Don't know if he'll be able to play like that or not, but they know the receivers they got. They know the running back, Austin Ekeler, that he's playing. So, yeah, I think when it comes to scouting and preparing, no, but they see him all. They've got tape of it. And they see all these players, and it should help them prepare a game plan.
Yeah, because last year they were just diminished by COVID. I think they had Ekeler, Derwin James was out, Mike Williams was out, Lindsley was out, and Bosa was out. Now, Bosa's banged up again.
Bosa's out.
He's out again. He's out. But Ekeler, to me, the fact that Eckler's there, you can just throw that tape out. Like, you can throw last year's tape out. Austin Ekeler being there means last year, I wouldn't even look at it at this point.
And Keenan Allen's probably going to practice this week, which means he may well play.
Like, that's what I would say.
But they're devastated.
But yeah, but they do have Mike Williams and Austin Ekeler this year.
They got a lot more talent than the Texans. Doesn't matter how many players they have out.
Well, it doesn't help.
Yeah, they are the most.
They're a lot better than the Texans. This team I picked to win the Super Bowl.
Let's go through the grades. Everybody loves the grades, John. I know it was a couple of days ago. We'll refresh your memory. We love the grades. You gave out a lot of Fs. You gave an overall D minus or D. Why D overall?
A D overall?
Yeah. No F.
Because they should. Because, number one, they lost on a field goal at the end of the game. Can't give them an F for that. I probably should have given them better than a D. But they were in position to win again. They blew it. And my grades keep going down when you keep blowing games.
Quarterback, you gave an F. And I think no one would argue with that. But also your thoughts on the quarterback position right now.
I think Mills is not playing well. Looks like he made some good throws. That throw that he threw to Philip Dorsett was perfect. He's off target again. Brandon Cooks, it was a high pass over the middle, but Brandon's an NFL receiver. He should have caught that ball in. Those two are not connecting right now. I'd try to get the ball more to Nico Collins, and who caught two passes. He's averaging almost 16 yards a catch, but he's not getting it enough. And I thought Jordan can run. He can catch. I would have him out there with Farrell Brown. You know, Jay Howard has disappeared. Farrell made a couple of big plays, but he's just off target.
Mm-hmm.
And the play at the end, the ball's tipped. You know, maybe he shouldn't even have thrown it to Burkhead. My God, I know they would have gotten a first down, but it's a short pass. Third and one, you don't convert one of them. It's pathetic. You know, give the ball to Damian Pierce. And one time, and I was watching it, I've watched it three times now, and there was a play where they had like seven guys on the line of scrimmage. Let's see, seven, eight, one back, and two wideouts. And they didn't block Roquan Smith. Roquan Smith is a great example of what your defense can do when it has a great linebacker
who
can make plays all over the field. Maybe they should sign him with Bears knuckles.
You think you should
away.
Still be watching games three times?
I mean, I do. I want to watch play different players. I watched like Scott Quisenberry five or six times.
Oh my
play
God!
See
that's
what
a
he's
party
doing.
Right there.
I do it with Kenyon Green. Kenyon Green had
another
butt kicking
game,
and Quisenberry played better than Justin Brett.
Yes, he did.
The problem right now is not the offensive line. Mills had plenty of time to throw. A lot of times his passes are off target, and Pep Hamilton is calling the plays, and he's got to take a big share of the blame because it ain't working.
All right. What about? Let's go with the backs and receivers, C and C plus.
Which one was a C?
C was running back.
C was the running backs.
Yeah, I probably should have given them better with Pierce having his best game, but I don't know. I was in a bad mood. Him fumbling twice and then not being at the end in the game
in
at the end
mood.
Of the game. And you do have to figure in Burkhead.
Of course.
You know, it's not about one back. It's like coaching is not about just the head coach.
No, not in the least bit. Tight ends and offensive line, you went C and B minus.
You can give these to me at one at a time. Tight ends, what
did
I give?
Tight end, C.
They made it two or three plays and a touchdown. Maybe I should have done a little better on them. But they I don't know. If I had to do it over, I'd probably give them a C plus or a B minus. And what was the next C?
Offensive line, B minus.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with the line on anything. I wish I could I do grades right after the game, as I did all those years for the Chronicle. And a friend of mine, Bob McGinn, who covered the Packers for years, they let him watch the game a couple of times, and his grades never ran until Tuesday or Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could wait because I see a lot of things I wish had changed. But I thought the line played well overall. Laremy Tunsil, except for the peel block against Indy and a penalty in the last game, he was burying his guy. I mean, getting him on the ground and falling on him.
Kenyon Green.
Kenyon is kicking mashing butt, and he's not just doing it with his guy across the line. He had knocked that guy out and then head out on the second level to make a block.
D-line, you gave an F. I'm sure that one wasn't very hard for you.
No, I felt bad doing it with Jerry Hughes getting two sacks, Renard and Green sharing a sack, but my God, when your run defense is that bad, if it hadn't been for those sacks, he'd gotten an F-.
Well, speaking of an F-, a very appropriate and well-earned F- for the linebackers. What the heck is going on there?
They're getting steamrolled. Kamu Grugier-Hill's not making plays like he did last year. They're completing passes on him. You know, I don't know when Christian Harris is going to be healthy. He's on the roster. He's not on IR, but when he's healthy, get him in there. Get Garrett Wallow in there. Get somebody else in there that can make a tackle at the line of scrimmage.
The three leading tacklers on Sunday were two safeties and a cornerback.
And it's ridiculous. Jonathan Owens is going to get killed, and he missed some tackles. It's amazing to me how many players miss tackles or take bad angles and miss tackles. And that reflects on coaching, that they're not coaching them right. And you can't have your safety be your leading tackler. That's just ridiculous.
You weren't impressed with the corners either. Or the DBs. You said D, I was impressed. Tackling, I'm assuming.
And I was impressed by Jalen Petrie, of course. He's the best player on the field. But, hey, you know, they're all in this together.
I guess.
Now, special teams, what did I give them?
You gave special teams an A.
They're great. Mm-hmm. They've been playing. If offense and defense were playing like special teams, Texans be unbeaten. But they're stinking it up, and the special teams between Cam Johnston's punting, Kaimi Fairbairn, not just his field goal streak of 63 in a row inside the 40, but nobody's returned any of his kicks. He had five touchbacks. They had that fake punt that worked, and then Desmond King had a 31-yard punt return that set up a score. I can't imagine special teams playing much better.
I feel like the special teams in general deserve a better team around them. I'm serious.
Special teams need an offense and defense they can be proud of.
Yes, exactly. This is special and teams that you can win with in the postseason. You just went through some of the numbers.
I see teams around the league, even good teams, struggling with special teams, kickers, punters, and the Texans have been tremendous.
They can punt, they can kick, they can cover.
And they got the greatest snapper in NFL history. You can't beat that. Yeah. That's where it starts. Frank Ross, special teams coach, deserves a shout-out.
Now, he's a friend of the show. Now, you gave coaching an F.
Yeah, well, they lost.
Did that hurt you?
What do you mean?
Having to give Lovey an F?
It never hurts me to give a grade on anybody. And I wish I could grade you. It wouldn't hurt me.
Good.
And
A+.
Give him a grade.
My report card.
Give me a grade.
And
go
yours
ahead.
Might not come out real well either.
Mine?
Figgy's get an A.
Hey,
Figgy get an A+.
I'm just sitting here.
You're an Aggie.
Oh, okay.
So the coaching, I thought when you lose some of the bad calls, some of the players like insisting on playing Burkhead, not even another running back, you know, it just deserved an F. You can't keep losing these games. You got a chance to win. It's embarrassing. I think if they lost these games by 15, people wouldn't be as mad. But everybody knows they've been in position to win three games, and they've blown all of them.
So, clearly, the question becomes Davis Mills. And you're going to hear a leg hiking from me on Davis Mills. But in the meantime, Lovie Smith yesterday said no. When it comes to replacing, the quarterback or thinking about.
Well, of course they're not going to. Why would they?
Yeah.
Who are they going to play? Jeff Driscoll, the backup? Where was Driscoll in 3rd-and-1?
He was on the side.
Where was he?
If they activate him one more game, don't they have to, like, doesn't he have to be active, like, the whole time or something?
Yep.
So maybe there's something.
So, no, they're not going to Kyle Allen or Jeff Driscoll. No, it's Mills' baby.
Are you out on Davis Mills as the.
Yeah, I am. Right now, he's not playing as well. I don't know why. I went back over every game last year, every play-by-play. It's not the same quarterback now as he was last year, whether it's pressure, coaching, whether it's just him, whether it's receivers can't get open.
What about play
calling?
Could
be good to play call in the system, but several times he's thrown the ball to receivers who are covered. And whether it's the back of the end zone or one down the sideline, he's throwing too many balls to receivers who are covered, mainly to to Brandon Cooks, who's not playing well.
But see, Clint will tell you, you know, he talks about scheme a lot. Scheme gets receivers open oftentimes. I mean, are we ignoring, you know, Pep? You know, Seth was talking yesterday about the blocking scheme. They had eight men.
Yeah, that
protection.
Was one play. One Roquan Smith came in there and stuff.
Nevertheless, but two guys came in.
But that was one play.
So, but okay, so that's one
and it
play.
Was stupid. And this thing about lining up the tackles and the tight ends wide and bringing
why are they
back,
doing that?
Well, according to the TV people, Pep said he wanted to give them something else to think about, and that doesn't work.
No,
you know, they're just going to be the laughing probably. What is this? XFL? Right.
Well, that's kind of my point.
And especially when your line's blocking well, they don't need to be doing that.
No tricks, no fancy
I don't
stuff.
Mind tricks.
Gimmicks.
But not something like that because it's not like.
That's a gimmick.
If you're going to line them up wide, go ahead
it
and
is.
Run Stagger Lee.
It is. That's a gimmick. You got a tackle and two backs on each side split wide. They come back to the line of scrimmage, and then they run their play. You know, you're burning time. You're not really fooling the defense.
Do you remember Stagger Lee?
Yeah, I remember Stagger Lee.
You're going to line him up wide, then throw the ball out to the sideline to the back and hope he doesn't fumble it at
that
the one.
That was a Jerry Glanville special.
Denver playoff loss.
Yep. From their own four-yard line.
John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions. We're going to get you some front row seats in the bullpen in this hour. So be ready. Texans versus Chargers. Get a front row seat to watch the Texans. Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, and more. Keep it locked here. It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday with John McClain. What else did you enjoy watching this weekend since you were in such a bad mood after the Texans game? Did any football cheer you up? Was there anything that made old John McClain happy?
House of the Dragon.
The hell's that?
It's a Game of Thrones spinoff.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's the one I've seen it yet trending on Twitter and stuff. I'm just not a, neither
so
one of
what
us.
Made me happy?
Neither one of us are.
I watched every Game of Thrones, and I'm watching all of this, and that made me happy.
Terrible.
So, Rolling Stone.
If you've never seen it, what do you mean it's terrible?
You
had never seen it.
When you know, you know.
It's like saying food's terrible and you never try it.
Green eggs and ham's kind of a lie. I knew I wasn't going to like olives.
It's like crazy chicken. You don't get it. Then when you get it the way I recommend, then you love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought
so
that
try
up.
Try it
about,
before you say
no,
you don't
like
it.
I never said
I
didn't like crazy chicken. I like everything at the Ambassador. I said
that wasn't
it
your preferred.
Wasn't my favorite. I never said I
and
didn't like it.
When you tried it with me, you said it was great.
So did you see? I'm glad you brought that up
Damn,
real
I'm
quick.
I'm hungry now.
I know. Rolling Stone came up with the 100 all-time greatest television shows today. I feel like this
Seinfeld.
Is a list that
oh,
just cannot.
God.
No, I feel like this is a list that just cannot be made.
Well,
like,
you can't.
I mean,
except you want people to talk about it.
You want people to talk.
So what's number one?
Let me go through the top 10 real
Mash.
Quick. Real quick.
I'll tell you if they're worthy of the top
10. 10, Mary Tyler Moore.
Ugh.
Yep.
9, Atlanta.
Ugh.
No.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Not top 10. Give me
that
a break.
That show just came out a couple years ago.
Number 9 in all time in history.
Okay.
8, Cheers.
Yes. Yeah. Should be higher.
Me too. I agree. 7, Mad Men.
Nope.
6, Seinfeld.
Yeah.
That's about right. That might be overrated. Probably be like 15.
I love this show. Most people didn't even know it exists. I loved this show. 5, Fleabag.
No.
Never saw it.
Too it's, new.
It, no.
How's that number 5?
It's 5. That's what I'm saying. You can't make this list.
There's no
it's
way.
It's impossible.
Go ahead.
4, The Wire.
Yeah,
never
that was a
it.
Great show.
Appreciate it, though.
3, Breaking Bad.
Yep.
That's a great show.
Yep.
2, The Simpsons.
Come on.
I've never watched it. It's a cartoon. I'm guessing it's
I'm telling you.
Is The Sopranos going to be number one?
Number one, Sopranos.
Yes. Yeah.
But every time I see this, they suck me in. They suck me in every time. And I'm like, you can't. I argue with like half of them.
God.
I loved Fleabag. Lord. I was stunned that it was number 5 all time.
It's like I'm on the internet and I see one of those things.
You always click.
It's got women and it looks like you're not going to believe what they look like today. And then they show you a bunch of guys.
Yeah. All right. Little world famous McClain leg hiking.
I'm look, ready.
There was some.
I'm drinking a lot of liquid
you got
death.
Liquid death in front of you.
There was some interesting stuff said this morning on the morning show about Lovie Smith and how long he could be here. John McClain's going to react to that and a lot more and world-famous McLean leg hiking coming up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
John McClay said, "Thank you, Fanny."
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, world famous McClain leg hiking. Every Tuesday, 11:20, keep it locked. Chance to win tickets in the front row coming up within the next 35 minutes. Concept of this is very simple. We throw takes at John McClain. Not necessarily ours, but sometimes they are. He either agrees or he hikes the leg. Ross Tucker said this morning on Payne and Pendergast. I can't wait for you to react to this. This was Ross Tucker talking about the future of Lovie Smith and whether or not it's tied to Davis Mills.
Oh, I always thought Lovie Smith was just a one-year thing. If it continues to trend this way, I think they'll have a new head coach and a new quarterback. And the new head coach will be someone that they believe and has a proven track record to maximize the quarterback position. You don't want to have Lovie there because then it feels like there's a decent chance after the rookie year for the quarterback, when they have another 6-11 year, then you fire Lovie, then you bring in a new guy. Well, then you have your young quarterback have to learn a new offense. I think they're both probably gone if it continues to go this way.
All right, Lovie Smith, potentially one and done.
With all due respect to Ross, that is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. They're not going to have a one and done coach 2 years in a row, especially a minority. There is no way Lovie Smith will not be back next year. His future is not tied to Davis Mills because Nick Caserio loves Davis Mills too, and he's in his second year of a six-year contract, and he's not going anywhere. I figure Lovie's got at least 2 years.
So if he were white, you think he could potentially be one and done?
Nope. I don't think they do 2 1 and dones in a row.
Okay. Yeah, you said minority. I didn't know. Like,
I said especially because he's a minority.
Okay.
You think Nick Caserio loves Davis Mills?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he may not love him right now.
Like love? Like what kind of love?
He loved him. He loved him enough to believe he deserved to be a starter this year.
I don't know about that. All right, Jalen Petrie will be a Pro Bowler this year.
What does it matter? It's a lingerie game. Give me a break. He'll play
it's an achievement.
Pro Bowlers used to play when they was a legitimate Pro Bowler. He might be Defensive Rookie of the Year.
I mean, I still think he'd like to be named.
So that's not a leg hike
to the Pro Bowl. It kind of is, and it isn't. Let's get a half and half.
What do you think about the new thing?
I think they might just should abolish it totally.
No Pro Bowl.
Except
just name
the problem
a team.
Is, as bad as the Pro Bowl was, has become, it still gives really good ratings. Beats baseball,
not
beats
from
NBA.
This butter.
And I haven't watched it. I haven't watched it since the Oilers were here.
Not this cookie.
And so I think go ahead and get rid of it, but they're going to do it and make it a celebrity thing. Mm-hmm. They might as well bring in a bunch of, like, Celebrity of the Stars.
It's Omaha Productions.
Bring in a bunch of women from TV shows.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And like they used to.
You want them in bikinis?
The Bob Hope Show.
No, I want them totally covered up on the beach.
Like they used to do on the All-Americans with Bob Hope
They used
Hope
to
Show.
Have that thing, what was it called, the Stars every week that was highly rated? and they had all the people from the network TV shows out there.
Doing different Battle
challenges.
Of Network Stars?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. That's what this will be.
Jimmy Kimmel's a waste of time, and he wasted everyone else's time yesterday.
Absolutely.
All right.
The Jacksonville Jaguars will win the AFC South.
Absolutely.
Wow. Lovie Smith looks smart for what he decided to do week one against the Colts because of how bad the Texans were on third and one on Sunday. 0-4, 0-3 passing. Lovie Smith settling for the tie. Never looked better.
Well, at least they're not going winless, so I'll agree.
Okay. Rex Burkhead will have at least two rushes of more than 15 yards this week.
2 of 15. Let's see. If he's the Rex Burkhead that played against the Chargers last year, yes, but he's not. No. Hike it, Figgy.
If Rex Burkhead were a former Baltimore Raven and not New England Patriot, he wouldn't be on the Texans right now.
I agree.
Mark Ingram. Davis Mills will be replaced as quarterback by week 5.
Hike it, Figgy. Replaced by who? Whom?
You don't think Kyle Allen would do better than Davis Mills?
No.
Really?
No, it's because he's not any good.
Well, he's better than Davis Mills so far as a starter.
You disagree? You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, he's not as good as Davis Mills. Okay. He's never done anything in his career like what Mills did at the end of last year.
Oh,
but
wow.
Mills hasn't
Shots fired.
Squat this year.
You know what I've started to wonder? And this will go back to this. Davis Mills on the road, 11 of his 12 interceptions have been on the road. Maybe Davis Mills just enjoys less pressure. Davis Mills thrived last year because there was no pressure to actually win.
Could have been.
All right. There you go.
There's not a whole lot of pressure to win this year either. They're still in second year of a massive rebuild. They need a high draft pick as they can get.
The Eagles are the best team in football right now.
Oh, hike it, Biggie. I can't say that over Miami. Miami just beat Buffalo.
Or, yeah, I guess. I should have said Miami.
The Game of Thrones remake is blah.
First of all, it's not nearly as good as Game of Thrones. As somebody wrote, and I agree, they've changed the sex of Game of Thrones for birthing scenes. They
birthing scenes?
Two women having babies and
they're showing
screaming it? Like banshees. The first one they did.
Yikes.
And it was, anyway.
Yeah.
Blah. Yeah, I'll say it's blah. I've watched it. I want to see. I'm the kind of guy, I like to see a lot of fighting and killing.
Yeah.
And good sex.
You're a sicko.
You fighting, killing, sex? And good sex.
Good night.
Not at the same time.
What do you
well,
mean?
Depends on who you're with.
When do you see good sex on TV? Like how many times have you watched a scene and been like, man, that was some good sex?
Some solid
Game
sex
of Thrones.
Right there. Game of Thrones. See, and maybe I should plug in on that one. The Astros.
Isn't
will...
it with like their cousins?
Well, the Targaryens were big on inbreeding.
Okay, and you get off to that?
No. Well, let's see. Jaime Lannister and Cersei Lannister.
It's acting.
Brothers
it's
and
acting.
Sisters. Go ahead.
It's not Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So the Astros will win 105 games.
Absolutely.
So they go, what, they got 8 games left?
They'll win more than, how many they won now?
They're at 101, right?
Yeah, I think they'll win 106.
All right.
I think the way they won those last two games in Baltimore when the Orioles had owned them should give them the kind of momentum that Atlanta had last year when they went into the playoffs red hot and won the World Series.
Texas A&M will lose to their daddy, Mike Leach, this weekend.
No, not after beating two nationally ranked teams. I'm all about the hullabaloo, connect.
Right, they're underdogs.
2.5 points, right?
It's because their offense is – I tweeted this during the game that I thought – when all is said and done, and you guys will, one of you agree with me and the other won't, I thought A-Chain would be rated higher going into the draft than Bijan Robinson.
I put that poll out there on Saturday night. I would probably lean Bijan if I need a running back on this team. If I need a second running back that's going to be behind, like for the Chiefs or something, I would go A-Chain.
So which one would you take who would be third on this team behind Pierce and Burkhead next year?
No.
I would take
Bijan and make him
number three.
I would take Texas's backup running back over Rex Burkhead right now.
Well, I don't know who it is, and I would too.
Roshon Johnson, I promise.
Oh,
I
yeah.
No, I swear to God I would.
Uh-huh. They should be getting A-Chain the ball 25 times a game because that guy is so quick and fast. NFL's going to go crazy.
They're both
over
good.
Him. They're both great.
Two of the best. But Bijan can line up in the slot, too. Like, he's really, really good receiver.
I think he's more running back. A-Chain is just explosive player.
A-Chain is Alvin Kamara.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. No, I mean.
It's a hell of a.
He's just as fast.
No, that's sick. Bijan is like Christian McCaffrey. When Christian McCaffrey's healthy. But it'll be fun. Baylor Bears, one of the best wins of the Dave Aranda era last Saturday.
Hi, Kid Biggie. They beat Iowa State. Iowa State was 3-0. They weren't even ranked.
They were favored.
Now, they were. Now, if they beat Oklahoma State for a second time in a row, then I'll agree.
I was proud of the Baylor Bears effort the other day.
Well, good. Thank you.
Apparently you weren't.
You should have been.
Gotten cocky.
Should have beaten them like 20.
Baylor was favored, I thought.
No.
2.5-point underdog.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I must have misread that.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, 2.5, that's not one of the greatest wins in the Dave Aranda era.
I thought what's better?
I mean, it's a good win.
Oklahoma State in the championship game.
Yeah.
Longhorns Sooners last year.
Come on. Longhorns lost to everyone last
year. Anytime you beat Texas, it's a big win.
Yeah, I guess. John.
Baylor people don't storm the field, though, after they beat the Longhorns.
Oh, a little shot at Texas Tech.
Actually, wow. I don't know. They may have last year.
Yeah, y'all do every time.
Do they?
Yeah, y'all do every
Check
time.
Check that.
Yeah, y'all definitely do every time.
I hope they find that fan that shove it.
Oh, my
player
gosh.
In the back. That was ridiculous.
What do you think?
Could have hurt him. He's lucky he didn't get up and beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, should have backed up. What all do you got on your busy workload?
I have my observations out there today about how they need to start with finding the backup running back. Behind Damian Pierce, I'm writing a column tomorrow for Gallery Sports, that their run defense right now, as bad as it is, by far the worst in the NFL is still not the worst in franchise history after 3 games, so check it out. Guys, thank you very much, as always.
There you go.
See
John
what happens
McClain.
After 4.
Hook them and gig them and sick them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's move on. Texans and Stros are in different spots. Lovey ain't changing a damn thing, and Yankees fans, they are feeling themselves as the playoffs approach next week.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Lovie Smith was asked about changing his philosophy. This is what he had to say yesterday on his interview on Texans Radio.
All right, a lot of times people, all right, you lose a game, all right, we got to change everything up. Well, there was no belief in what you were doing in the first place. You hear people say, stay the course, it's early. And then you analyze what really happened. We talked about how close we are. You clean those things up is what you do. And you go back to the prize. You can do something about it. So our guys are going to come in. We're going to evaluate. They've already evaluated the video on their own. Tomorrow, we will watch it with them. Then it's on to the Chargers. And eventually, you keep pounding that rock, it cracks.
Okay.
That's just not true, Landry. But no, I this is the one of those where we all have those little, now you're pushing my buttons moments, right? Well, now you're pushing my buttons. Because this is just not true. So he's saying if you make a change 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks now, or more into the season, you didn't believe in what you were doing in the first place, right? He's here because of a change made hastily. Lovey's here because of a change made hastily.
I don't think it was hastily. I mean, you thought
it was
David
done
Culley,
pretty quickly.
Well, you didn't think David Culley should be back.
No. I'm talking about Josh McCown.
Oh, you're talking about Josh McCown. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an adjustment for sure.
Hastily made decision in a moment where they felt like a change needed to be made. Lovey's here because of that. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. I mean, everybody was reporting that Josh McCown was the guy. There was a little bit of news, something that made them readjust their thinking, and Lovey's here. So that's just one example. Now let's get to the football field. Sometimes you need to make changes for the sake of making the change, for the sake of others on the team, for the sake of confidence levels. And, you know, I used to call it, you know, waking up the bats, you know, like when a team is in a slump and you can't hit a pitcher, you wake up the bats. You need to rattle the cage a little bit. Sometimes you have to do that. He knows better than that. You're just pushing buttons when you say that.
I'm just kind of put off by what he said after this, and it's kind of connected to what he's saying, and mm-hmm. and it's similar to what your mindset is on this, but I've heard Davis Mills say this, and I've heard Lovie Smith say this, and I just think this is a dangerous mindset given all of the gray area that has come the first 3 weeks. This was Lovie talking about being close.
Some of the things that are kind of obvious is that we're close, and that's what you want to be first. I mean, there's a lot of football left to go in the season, and each week we're learning something, but it seemed like we're getting closer and closer.
That's a loser mindset.
Yeah.
Like Scott Frost just got fired from Nebraska, and the sales pitch forever was, oh, well, you know, they had all these, you know, one-score games and these three-score games, and you'd see all the stats. The NFL is always close. Like, look at the betting lines. College, you'll see like some 17-point spread. You'll see like a 49-point spread. NFL, even betting lines, for the most part, they're one possession. So this whole we're close thing, it doesn't make sense. And when you actually take a step back and you look at the gray area, it doesn't hold up because you've gotten all these breaks. You've had all these injuries on opposing teams. You're not close. Like, you can either finish games or you can't. You haven't scored a point in the fourth quarter. You're not going to win any game not scoring a point in the fourth quarter. So you're not close.
You're getting pushed around on the line of scrimmage defensively.
And you're not going to get these types of breaks. And I had someone ask me yesterday, you know, why are people so upset? Isn't this what you expected? They're so upset because you watch these games and you realize, wow, the Texans should have won these games. But it's not something where you just look at it and say, oh, we're close if we did this one thing. Like, I hate when baseball pitchers say, yeah, you know, I pitched a pretty good game. I just had that one bad pitch.
Now you're pushing my buttons.
Yeah, dumbass. The one pitch was a pitch right down the middle with the bases loaded. Like, Davis Mills, yeah, you had a couple of bad plays. Yeah, one of them was an interception in the end zone, and the other one was an interception that iced the game. Like, You're not close. And Lovie Smith knows better than this. Like,
and he knows.
You're not close at all.
It's a results-driven business. There is no business quite like the NFL, other sports, where it's a results-driven business. We're close. I've heard it's technique. Good teams win those games. Good teams win at least some of those games, or the majority of those games. A good quarterback makes those plays. A good quarterback responds from a bad day with a good day, not another bad day and then another bad day. That's just the way it is. It's a results-driven business. He knows better. I feel like he's kind of towing the company line here, you know, which, you know, you and I disagree on this a little bit. I think Nick Caserio makes the vast majority of decisions on the field and off with that club.
You think he makes decisions on the field?
Well, in terms of like who's playing, who's doing what, keeping Davis Mills in, playing Rex Burkhead, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Not like strategic necessarily, no. But also, that's why I think he's basically a more well-rounded, polished, professional, respected version of David Culley.
I feel like you've been all over the place on this, though, because you said
no, I've said the same thing.
No, you said it when he got hired. You said this, and then the day after the press conference, you said the complete opposite, and now you're back to saying this about him. I think it's insulting to call Lovie Smith a souped-up David Culley. I think that's crazy.
The only time I changed my mind is I said they've got a guy that is normal. They brought normalcy. That was after the press conference.
Yeah, you said he's gonna stand his ground and not take no for an answer. But before that, you said the Culley, and now we're back to the Culley thing. I don't even think David Culley's name needs to be brought up with Lovie Smith. Say what you want about him. I think that's unfair to Lovie and what he is and what he represents and what he said. Like even the Damian Pierce thing. Like with Damian Pierce, Lovie at least came out and said, this is unacceptable. We can't do this. David Culley wouldn't have said that.
Well, that's the other thing I've said. I said he'll express his opinion, and I'm sure he'll go back and forth with people in that building. But ultimately, I think, you know, Nick Caserio, do you disagree with that? That Nick Caserio makes most of the decisions in terms of, like, how the personnel is going to be used?
Well, he's the personnel guy. They'll tell you that. Yeah, I think he is the personnel guy. I don't know what the Burkhead thing is. I think he's laid out the roster, and the roster is set up to where Rex Burkhead's your second-best running back, and that's the problem. That's the problem. But I don't think that Nick Caserio is saying, hey, this guy has to play this percentage of snaps, this guy has to play this percentage, this guy has to play this percentage. I think Caserio has a special place in his heart for Rex Burkhead, and it caused him to not address the running back position as much as he should have, and now they have to work with Rex Burkhead and they have to work with, you know, limited backs. But I don't think Nick Caserio is going up to him in the week. I could be wrong in saying, you know, this guy has to play this much, this guy has to play this much.
I think that's commonplace around the NFL. I'm not saying it's necessarily exclusive to the Texans, where the general manager, you know, really determines how the groceries are being used. It's not necessarily like a criticism or unfair to Lovie. I'm just saying I think that's something that's going on here. And as far as like changing my mind, before I wondered, yes, I did wonder, is he going to be a souped up, I use that term, David Culley. Press conference happens, you and I are doing it over at NRG, and I'm like, this guy looks the part, speaks the part, sounds normal, is going to bring, you know, normalcy to the organization. And he has.
But I just think mentioning the name David Culley and Lovie Smith is just kind of, I just think it's a little bit much. Like, I don't think he's that. There's a lot of things Lovie could be. He's stubborn. There's at times where he can be combative, but he's not David Culley.
Well, no, I never compared him to David Culley. I said he's more polished. I said he's more professional, more respected. But he's doing that job. I never compared him to David Culley, ever.
No, you just said he was like what was the thing you said, souped up David Culley?
That was before. I haven't said that.
But what was just now? You said he's like kind of a different
more polished
version. More polished David Culley. Yeah. I think that's unfair to even bring David Culley up.
More respected is what I said too.
Like David Culley had no
more
business
professional
being a head coach. Like Lovie's done this like for a
long
time.
I'm not talking about as a head coach. I'm talking about as in terms of doing what he's asked to do by the general manager. No, not. Nothing to do with as a head coach.
I think they're working together pretty closely. The
GM nothing
and
to
coach.
Do with that.
Okay,
that would be unfair.
Okay,
I'm talking about like delivering the message.
Okay,
more polished, more professional, more well-rounded. Those are the terms that I'm using.
Let's give away some tickets, front row, bullpen, coming up in the next 5 minutes. But before we do that, let's play the hits.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day.
You're listening to In the Loop
with Houston's sports leader,
Sports Radio 610.
Cowboys topped the Giants yesterday. Michael Irvin, friend of the afternoon show, was pumped about it, to say the very least.
Hey, you see that? We did it again. I don't know how it happened, but we have done it again. We have stolen another one. Here goes the new slogan. In rush, we trust. As a backup, in rush, we trust. As our backup of America's team, in rush, we trust.
Cowboys defense is a problem. That's a championship caliber defense.
Really
now,
good defense.
Cooper Rush, he's got Washington this week. He's 3-0 right now as a starter. Jerry Jones said he hoped for a quarterback controversy. Don't know if it's going to happen, but he's definitely making it very interesting. Second year QB injuries continue. We saw Zach Wilson have the ACL scare in the offseason. Trey Lance also out for the season. And now Mac Jones has a high ankle sprain that requires surgery. That's got to be like that's borderline end of season.
Oh, I think so.
I mean, they were putting out like time frames, the old like 6 to 10, whatever. That's season right there.
Have you ever heard of a high ankle sprain that required surgery?
No, that sounds, I mean, Trent Williams has a high ankle sprain. He's out for a couple months.
Yeah. That doesn't happen.
Never heard it.
Yeah. Is that tendons?
Sounds bad. That sounds bad.
Is that ligaments?
Sounds bad.
It definitely sounds like a year.
Astros versus D-backs tonight at 7:10. 6.5 game lead over the Yankees with 8 games remaining. Harold the Yankee security guard, when we walk in, man, he's feeling himself. This is him talking about his confidence level of the Yankees. Figgy asked him, what's your confidence on a scale of 1 to 10? Old Harold feeling himself.
10, of course. Oh, my God.
Man, why are you so confident, man?
Yeah, Aaron Judge, man. He's going to hit 65 and maybe more in the playoff because Boogie down the Bronx with Concord, the H-Town.
So are you scared of the Astros?
Well, not really. I'm scared of Altuve. That's all I'm scared of. But I'm still all the way the Yankees will win it.
All right, there you go.
Yankees fans, man.
Yankees going to win it.
There you go.
10, of course. Oh, my God.
Man, why are you so
crazy? Harold's crazy.
He is crazy.
I'm not sure how well he's protected me, but he's doing his thing out there.
Do you feel safe?
Do you feel safe?
Remember when I asked that? Let's give you a chance to be in the front row at the bullpen. It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Next chance to win coming up with Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, Hughley. But we're going to give you the chance right now. Caller number 9, 713-572, caller number 9. You got to ask Figgy the following question. Do you feel safe? Caller number 9, you'll be in the front row of the bullpen. Maybe Debbie the Texan will share some camera time with you. You'll get to watch the Chargers. We'll be out there judging tailgates, enjoying ourselves. Come by, say hi. 713-572-4610. It'll be fun. It'll be very fun. Kevin Durant yesterday in NBA Media Days, he was asked about not being traded. And I thought he had a pretty funny
answer
to that. He's right, and it was funny.
Are you surprised you're still here?
No. I mean, I know I'm that good that you're just not going to give me away. So,
That's one thing I did appreciate about Sean and Jode is like, yeah, you're too great for us to give you away. Just that easy, that simple. So I get that. I know who I am.
All right.
That's so cool. He's a weird cat and rubs a lot of people the wrong way and does a lot of funny stuff, but he is that.
Good for him.
There is no question about that.
He is good. Mm-hmm. Is the fate of Davis Mills connected to Lovie Smith? There was some interesting opinion that formed earlier this morning on Payne and Pendergast, and it leads to a lot of questions. Davis Mills, if he's gone, does that mean Lovie is too? Lunchtime begins next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!